Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shankara Building Products Limited Q2 and H1 FY2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sayam Pokharna from TIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shlok. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for taking out the time to join us today in this Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Shankara Building Products Limited. The investor presentation and press release has already been uploaded on the stock exchange and on the company website. If you wish to be added to our mailing list, please feel free to write to us. Just one important clarification before we proceed further. For the purpose of today's call, we will take a review of our group-level consolidated performance, that is for both Shankara Building Products Limited and Shankara Buildpro Limited. Individual financial performance for both the companies have been made available in our Q2 investor presentation. To take us through today's results, we have with us from the management team, Mr. Sukumar Srinivas, Managing Director, Mr. C. Ravi Kumar, Non-Executive Director, Mr. Dhananjay Mirle Srinivas, Non-Executive Director, Mr. Alex Varghese, Chief Financial Officer of Shankara Buildpro, Mr. Satyanarayan GW, Chief Financial Officer of Shankara Building Products. We will begin with a brief overview of the quarter and half year from Mr. Dhananjay Mirle Srinivas, followed by a Q&A session. Please note that any forward-looking statement made during this call should be considered in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. These risks and uncertainties have been detailed in our annual report. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Srinivas. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for joining us today for the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call of Shankara Building Products Limited. I am pleased to present an overview of our recent performance and highlight the key developments of the quarter. We are happy to report that we have continued our robust volume growth in the steel business. This quarter, we achieved a significant milestone by delivering 2.52 lakh tons in steel volume and 4.90 lakh tons for H1. This stands as the highest ever Q2 volume, representing a 31% year-on-year growth and a 33% year-on-year growth for H1 FY26. We are on track to achieve a 1 million tons target for the financial year. In Q2, our non-steel business recorded a 10% growth year-on-year. Consolidated revenues stood at rupees 1,681 crore in Q2 FY26 and 3,325 crore in H1 FY26, registering a strong growth of 26% and 27% respectively. EBITDA margins stood at 3.03% in Q2 FY26 and 3.31% for H1 FY26. Q2 EBITDA stood at rupees 51 crores, a 36% growth year-on-year, and for H1, EBITDA rose to rupees 110 crores, reflecting a 39% year-on-year growth. The net profit for the quarter stood at rupees 25 crore and rupees 58 crore for H1, marking a 66% and 84% respective year-on-year increase. Despite our expanding scale, we maintained strict control over working capital, which averaged to 30 days this quarter. This working capital discipline also allowed us to keep our finance costs in check while maintaining our robust growth. We remain the clear market leaders in South India across both retail and non-retail verticals. Retail growth was healthy and our same-store sales growth reached 22% in Q2 FY26. Shankara has continued its robust growth momentum throughout the quarter and H1 of FY26, despite sectoral and macro headwinds. Our steel division continues to be the backbone of our growth story. Our notable volume growth has been delivered during tepid demand in the construction and infrastructure sector, coupled with a prolonged monsoon season. Shankara's strength is our strong presence in Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets and our spread of customers across multiple segments. Our non-steel portfolio has seen a moderate growth compared to the previous year. For Q2 FY26, non-steel sales stood at Rs. 155 crore, translating to a year-on-year growth of 10%. H1 FY26 non-steel sales reached Rs. 299 crore, up 8% over the previous year. We have faced strong headwinds in the non-steel segment, largely due to the slowdown in construction activities in Karnataka, Kerala and Telangana. This slowdown can be attributed to delays in government approvals, longer monsoons and slower money rotation. We have seen this impact across various segments, including sanitaryware, tiles and plumbing. Through these tough conditions, our plumbing and sanitaryware verticals have grown by 14 and 7% respectively year on year. We are cautiously optimistic about the improved demand and the industry environment for these segments in the second half of the year. This quarter, our results posted reflect the business conducted in our manufacturing business, Shankara Building Products Limited, which has units spread across our three subsidiaries, Vishal Precision, Century Wells Roofing and Taurus Value. The revenue stood at Rs. 280 crores in Q2 and Rs. 603 crores in HY FY26. The EBITDA stood at Rs. 5.8 crores, translating to a 1% in H1. We incurred a one-time expense of Rs. 6 crores in Q2. Without this expense, our EBITDA would have been Rs. 11.80 crores, translating to 2% in H1. Going forward, we hope to sustain a 2 to 2.5% EBITDA for H2 FY26. We have begun work towards improving our manufacturing business with the following steps. A revamped team with an experienced head to solely focus on this business. Working on better capacity utilization and evaluating niche and value-added products for this portfolio. A dedicated sales team to go direct to market with these products, further reducing the dependence on the marketplace business. Upgradation of machinery to cater to market needs. We believe the above steps should result in better revenues and margins in the subsequent quarter and year. From October onwards, the manufacturing business will collect rentals for its properties leased to the marketplace business. Our online store and e-commerce business has seen significant traction in H1. The revenue stood at Rs. 10 crores in H1, an increase of 250% year-on-year and an EBITDA positive in this business. We are optimistic of scaling up e-com in the coming quarters and are working towards adding more verticals to our platform and exploring new avenues for growth. In September, we inaugurated a new non-steel store in Vijayawada, strengthening our non-steel presence in Andhra Pradesh. We have added two new fulfillment centers in Kochi and Thrissur, strengthening our Kerala presence. In the past two quarters, we have increased our network from 124 to 130 stores and fulfillment centers. We are pleased to announce that as on 12th November 2025, we have received the in-principle approval from both stock exchanges, the NSE and the BSE, for the listing of our marketplace business, Shankara Build Pro Limited. We are optimistic and confident that the company will be listed by end of November. Shankara continues to be a unique marketplace in the building material industry with a strong presence in steel and a growing non-steel business. Shankara is proud to be the largest steel tube and pipe distributor and retailer in India. We have 130 fulfillment centers, which include 94 operational stores spread across 1.3 million square feet in 10 states of India and one union territory. Shankara has strong logistics network ensuring seamless access for our customers. Our operations have penetrated at the grassroots level with strong presence in Tier 2 and Tier 3 towns and cities, apart from key metros and capitals in our geography. We are truly an omni-channel marketplace representing multi-brands across multiple verticals, giving our customer last-mile service. Shankara is a trusted leader in the building materials sector, committed to quality, affordability and customer satisfaction. With these remarks, I would now like to open the floor to questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Veer Vadera from Nivashai. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. So my first question was that post-merger, how will our strategic focus and sales approach differ between the two entities? And what would be the key drivers to capture greater market share?
So as I mentioned in the speech for the manufacturing business, we have a clear idea on how we're going to take it forward with an experienced person to head operations, upgradation of machinery, a sales team focused solely for direct sales, as well as focusing on niche and value-added products. So that's what we're looking at in the manufacturing business. When you talk about the marketplace, it is going to be continuing as business as usual. We already have our strength and our strong teams focusing on our fulfillment centers and our stores. We have our presence in retail and non-retail, and steel and non-steel. So that's how we are looking at taking it forward into the two businesses.
Okay, and how many new stores are planned over the next year? And are there any new product categories that we are planning to add?
So currently in the H1, we've already opened around 6 fulfillment centers and stores. Maybe in H2, we may be looking at 2 to 3 as of now, which are in the pipeline. We may have an update, more update. We'll get back to you if we have more in the pipeline. And the second half of your question was new products. Really, as of now, we do have a complete range of products with us. We are looking at how we can get out more sales from this existing product category which we do have, because currently we do have vertical competing with the complete range of building material life cycle.
Okay, that gives a lot of clarity. I'll join back the queue if I have more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Kumar from Vaikarya Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just two data questions, actually. One, was there any inventory loss in this quarter and for the retail business? And two, I think you mentioned something about lease rental, which has to be paid to the manufacturing business for the retail business. Can you just elaborate more on that?
So there's been no significant inventory loss in Q2, so nothing to really report on.
To balance out the first month of the Q2, there was an upward trend. Second 2 months, it has started coming down, so I think that sort of balanced it off.
And okay. For the second half, as we mentioned, the manufacturing business has leased out the properties to the marketplace business, so there will be a rental charged from October onwards to the marketplace business from the manufacturing.
Okay. And what would be the quantum of that?
So that will be approximately around 5 crores for the 6 months period.
Okay. Understood. Third question which I have is, I think the non-steel business has done reasonably well even in this tough kind of environment which you mentioned about Karnataka. Can you elaborate a bit more on what is driving this 10% kind of a growth for us?
So if you see in Q1, we were at 5% and we did guide towards the growth of at least achieving 10% for Q2, which we were able to deliver. We were able to do this because we have, I think, mature stores in the state, and I think our retail presence really helped us cater to the customer segments, even though there was a big slowdown when it came to a new construction and new activity going on. And I also think the mix of products did help us manages, and I think our focus in Andhra and Tamil Nadu helped us balance out the market conditions which hit us in Kerala, Karnataka and Telangana.
Okay. And do we have plans to, expand this non-steel business to our newer geographies like Maharashtra and Gujarat, where you are doing some steel business?
Yes, we are. We do have a plan to do that. We actually do have a presence in Gujarat with an experience center in Morbi for our tiles, but we are looking at how we can expand our stores in Maharashtra in the coming quarters or years.
Okay, great. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask your questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question comes from the line of Netik from NV Alpha Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So my first question is, I just wanted some clarity that the retail business would sit in the Build Pro, right? The entity which is getting demerged.
Yes. So all the retail and all the stores would remain in the, we'll move to the new business, which is Build Pro Limited.
Build Pro. Right. So now, for the first half, can you give me the split between retail and non-retail revenue?
Just one second.
Sure.
So,
the retail revenue for 6 months is 1,700 crores, and it is contributing around 51% of the total revenue, whereas non-retail is 1,624 crores, which is coming around 49%.
Sorry, I didn't get the...
So retail is around 51% of the growth of the revenue and non-retail is 49%.
Got it. So, no, this is a split of 3,200 crores that we have done in Build Pro.
Got it.
Okay. And so my second question is, what sort of shares would be outstanding post demerger for the Build Pro entity?
There shouldn't be any outstanding shares. I think everything is in a 1:1.
No, as in, okay. So same amount, 1:1. Okay, got it.
Same amount, 1:1.
Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Keshav from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, what's the reason for the sequential reduction in margins for the marketplace business despite us doing higher volumes on a Q-on-Q basis?
Actually, there was a one-time write-off which we have taken in the Building Products Limited. So when it is a consolidated, if you see the first quarter, it has been consolidated. So if we add that 6 crores or 5 crores approximately, which is a one-time expense, we are back to the same, more or less, there wouldn't be a substantial fall between Q1 and Q2 in the EBITDA margins.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Naman Maheshwari from Singularity AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just wanted to know that what is the volume in steel business in our Build Pro business?
In the non-steel, there is no steel at all as a volume. So we have
I'm saying the retail, the marketplace business, what is the volume of steel in Q1?
Just one second.
It would be close to 90%, boss.
Yeah.
It is around, we are talking close to about 1 lakh tons a month.
Got it. And you mentioned that there was some one-time expense of 6 crores in the manufacturing business, right?
Yes.
No, that will be, yes.
What was the nature of this one-time expense? And was it some, bed debt or something of that nature?
Yes, there are two things that have incurred over here. One was... the demerger expenses substantially have been accounted into the Building Products Limited. That is number one. And secondly, there was a one-time write-off on some legal cases, etc., because of the demerger. So I think this two added up to this 6 crores.
Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand the marketplace opportunity. What was the working capital cycle in the marketplace, and how do we see a growth of retail and non-retail segment over the next 2 to 3 years?
the working capital cycle in the marketplace business is approximately around 27 days.
Mm-hmm.
And growth, I think we will sustain at that 15 to 20% top line growth as we guided even earlier.
So in terms of the operating leverage, I mean, definitely we'll be doing a growth, but in terms of the margin improvement from 3.3% or 3.2% that we've already reported in the first half, what sort of scales or the cost lever that we have, you can probably see an improvement in margin from here?
See, of course, steel is still 90% of the business, so there's always that little bit of, worry when it comes to steel, because there's always an up and down on the pricing, which we have trying large to control. However, as the non-steel business keeps growing, that's the trigger for improving a substantial improvement of the margins, number one. Number two, as even in the steel business, we've added more and more, when you look into detailing, we have substantially grown in the flat products, which also helps us improve our margin at a retail level. So I think these will broadly be the triggers to take forward the margin improvements.
So for next 2 years down the line, from 49% of non-steel, which is in the first half, what can we assume 2 years down the line, whether it will be at 50-50 or it will be 55 toward the non-steel and then the steel will be 45, retail will be 45?
Just to make a correction, you said around 50-50 steel and non-steel, no. The steel is around 90%, 89-90, and non-steel is in that 10-11. So when it comes to retail, yes, we are at that 50-52% retail and the balance is non-retail. So just to clarify the figures, and definitely the aim is that as we march forward, the non-steel should take over from, to be moving closer to the 20% over the next 2 to 3 years.
Sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parasurama Praveen from Celesta Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking the question. So my question is, are we the lowest cost reseller? If yes, do we have data on it?
Sorry, are we the lowest cost?
We couldn't...
Reseller for the marketplace.
Reseller?
Yeah, retailer.
No, we are not the lowest cost.
Alright, so got it. And my next question is, in 2023, you had mentioned that the non-steel business could move up to 20% in FY25. So what is the reason that we did not achieve that, and what's the outlook?
Sorry, we had talked about it as FY30, not in FY25, number one. Number two, the proportionate increase in steel. We've also been growing very fast in steel. If you see the last couple of years, the growth in volumes as well as revenue is, revenue is around 20% and volume growth is upwards of 25%. So I think we are still, keeping the FY30 target very much in place.
All right, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask their questions may press star and 1. I repeat, participants wishing to ask their questions may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. And the next question is from the line of Manish, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, with respect to the listed entity, which is Shankara Building Products, the EBITDA margins are pretty less, and we know the reason behind the same. So what are the plans as to how we think we can achieve an increase in the EBITDA margin going forward?
See, I think as we've explained in the opening talk, the whole purpose of this demerger was to get better focus, of course, to create better value in the marketplace business. Secondly, to also get better focus on the manufacturing part of the business. So now there's an experienced team which will be fully focused, and we have revamped from our side the, at the manufacturing side, the setup and so on. That's number one. Number two is, obviously with that, we are hoping to achieve much better capacity utilizations, a separate marketing team which will be focusing on niche products, and focused only on the manufacturing part, that is Shankara Building Products Limited. And thirdly, there is some urgent need to upgrade some machinery, etc., which we'll be taking on this capex in the next year. So I think with these three, already we are guiding for around 2% EBITDA from this quarter. I'm very confident that in the next year that should further improve.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krunal Shah from Enam AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is regarding the Shankara Buildco business. So, you know, we've been doing impressive growth in terms of volumes. Wanted to understand if this growth was just purely demand-driven or if there is some market share gain here. And if yes, what is driving this market share gain?
I think it's a mix of both. See, as far as steel goes, there has been an undercurrent, maybe not very much at a retail level because there have been local issues in, like we had earlier mentioned in the conference, I mean the opening speech, where there have been local issues in some states which are, you know, centric more to the building industry, the retail industry, housing industry. However, there has been a fairly strong demand as far as the infrastructure and what is central government driven, if I might, you know, use those words. So I think that has been pulling through the steel demand, which has been sustained, and in fact it is growing. In our case, it's grown by almost 28 to 30% in terms of volume. So that, I think, the way we look at it, should probably sustain. So I think this is primarily where we see the demand and the growth that's coming up. Definitely, as we become very aggressive in the marketplace, there will be some amount of share that we would have taken from the markets. But broadly, I see that overall the steel industry, when I look at many other manufacturers and talk to many people, other people in the industry, many of them have been growing.
Okay. And in terms of the products, in terms of our steel volume of like close to 5 lakh tons, what would be the mix like between flat, long, and, you know, in that also, is there any different product category which is doing better? Can you highlight this?
Yeah. Just to give you a quick, see, steel pipes and tubes is approximately about 30% of our total volume of the steel part. Then if we look at the, it's about 60%. It's about 60% is our pipe part of the business, and okay. Flat products is about approximately it is about 20-22%. Then we have the roofing product there, which is also around 15%, and the balance in longs, etc., is about 5%. See, we have grown about 30% in tubes, we have grown about 60% in the flat products, and about 30-odd% in the roofing products. In the longs, particularly the construction steel, that is TMT, and other angle channels, we've just had a very muted growth of around 5%.
Okay. And this longs and all, we tend to be Shankara brand?
No, we deal with the multiple brands.
Okay, so is there any white label or private label that we do?
Private labels we have largely in our, in the roofing products we have our own brand called Ganga, which is largely part of the roofing segment. That's the only private label we have in the steel area. Most of the private labels we have in the non-steel.
And broadly understanding our profitability mix, say the 3% EBITDA margin, would that be similar across these product categories?
Are we talking about the steel products?
Yeah, steel products.
Flat products is slightly better, roofing is better, pipes would be probably slightly lower. Okay. So this would be probably the mix. So the averaging comes to that 3 to 3.5%.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Santosh Keshri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So just a very basic question because I am first time into this call. So I understand that there are two companies, one Sankara Buildpro, that's going to be listed in next few weeks. So if you can just give a little brief of what exactly that company is doing and what are we doing in terms of the split of the operation that we had.
Okay, so Sankara Buildpro Limited is the marketplace business. So when I say marketplace, we have over 130 fulfillment centers and stores. So we cater to multiple customers to the retail and non-retail segment through multiple product categories, steel, non-steel, and in those, break up of products internally. So this is would be a quick overview of what the marketplace business does. And please tell me.
Sorry, please go ahead.
And then the old entity, which is the current listed company, Sankara Building Products Limited, is where we host three of our subsidiaries and is fully focused on manufacturing, which is all steel product manufacturing.
So in this products manufactured, we do some amount of cold roll strip, we do precision tubes, and we do roofing products. So this is what is the manufacturing part of it.
Okay. So this quarter's result is excluding the resulting entity. It is only for the entity which is going to continue as a listed entity, right?
No, both the entities continue. What the results are, because the listed entity is what has been published, which is Sankara Building Products Limited, which houses only the manufacturing part. But in the presentation, what we have done today, we have, because till the previous quarter, it was joint. It was in the same company. Now that we've been given, I mean, the official NCLT order came in end of September, so it happened before the quarter ended. Therefore, you only see results of one company in the which has been published. And we are, you know, handling this in our website as well as in the exchanges. We have uploaded the both the entities together. And that's what we are talking about in this conference call.
Okay. Sir, I have just one last question. So what is the profitability that we expect from the present entity that is listed for the entire year?
See, this year we hope to close around an EBITDA because the second quarter was bad. We will close in the region of around 1.5 to 2% in the current listed entity.
Okay. So that means a profitability of around 10 odd crore or less than that?
Yes.
5 odd crore. Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you so much. Wish you all good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, a few questions. So firstly, on the EBITDA margins, so you said for the second half in the manufacturing, we will try to scale it up to 2% to 2.5%. So going forward in FY27, what sort of capacity utilization do you expect from the manufacturing? Also with new niche and value-added products, what sort of margins do we expect from this business as well? Can it go up upwards of 3% EBITDA margins by the end of FY27?
FY27, definitely the target is to take it to 3%, very much so. And we hope to get that by better capacity utilization. Currently, we are at about, maybe just about at 50 or sub-50. So the immediate target is to take it to at least 60 to 65%, which should drive the margin growth.
And you also mentioned that we'll be upgrading a few of your machinery. So what sort of capex are we planning to do in FY27?
We will be expecting in the region of 10 to 15 crores.
And these will be for the similar products or we add these capex will be for the new products that we are adding, like more value added products?
It's a bit of both. See, we do have some outdated, I won't say outdated, but rather old tube mills. So we would like to cater to a much more, accurate, precise mill for one of our tube mills, which will cater better to the auto industry. And second, we also are adding a couple of finishing lines. which will help in, again, catering to an end customer needs.
So this 3% margins that we're targeting, do we expect to reach it in like the second half or maybe it be like the end run rate for FY27?
I would say towards the second half of the year.
Also, you mentioned the 1.5 to 2% EBITDA for FY26. That is on a for the manufacturing business. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Oh, for the blend. Okay. And now on the marketplace side, what sort of EBITDA margins do we expect going forward? Because as you mentioned, that will be increasing your sales for the flats more and also more sales on the non-steel side. So margins for FY27 in the marketplace business?
No, no, there's an average. 7 would be, if you're talking about 7% in the marketplace business.
No, not 7%. The flat sales are going to be more and the non-steel sales are going to be more. So what sort of margins do we expect in FY27?
Yeah, so we expect, see, currently we are in that 3 plus, say between 3.4%, 3.3%. It will incrementally increase and FY27, we hope to be definitely upwards of 3.5.
And any sort of guidance do you have on both the businesses for the revenue growth that we are looking at for FY27?
FY27, definitely the marketplace, we are keeping the same in the 15 to 20% revenue growth.
And for the manufacturing business?
Manufacturing business, I would say anywhere in the region of about 5, around 10% you can take it as.
Yeah, and any guidance on how many stores or fulfillment centers you're going to be adding in the next year?
Yeah, currently we have about 94 retail stores and about 130 fulfillment centers in all. I think the retail stores will definitely go up by another 5 by FY27, and fulfillment centers will definitely go up by another 3.
We are planning to add 2 new fulfillment centers in H2. Is that also correct in FY26?
FY26? So we're saying including the second half of FY26 till FY27, around 8 to 9 will be added fulfillment centers and stores. Yeah.
8 to 9, okay. That is it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask their questions may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Rahul Kumar from Vaikarya Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks again. So when you, just carrying on to the previous question, when you mentioned 3.5% EBITDA margin for the retail business for next year, this is including the adjustment for the rental payment, etc. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And I remember we used to disclose the our sales, Karnataka and other states. Do we have that figure for Q1 and Q2?
Yeah, we do. So Karnataka is the region of around 45% in the first half.
Okay. And I think I missed your sales growth which you disclosed for pipes and tubes segment. Did you mention 60% of your business is pipes and that is growing at 30% kind of a rate?
Yes.
Okay. Because I believe the industry isn't growing at this kind of rate. So, I mean, what exactly is driving this super growth for us?
Quite aggressively, particularly Gujarat and Maharashtra also. And like I said earlier, we would also be possibly taking some share of the market, additional share from the market.
Okay. And I think you mentioned about your targets for steel business. For non-steel business, what are the kind of growth which you are looking in second half this year?
We are looking to continue the and sustain the 10% growth given the market conditions. Unless we see a dramatic improvement, I don't think we can push for more.
Okay. And obviously our operating margins on the non-retail business, non-steel business is I think upwards of 6%, right?
Yes.
Okay. Another data question which I had was, what are the acceptances in our retail business, let's say on Q2?
Acceptance in retail business is around 300 crores.
Okay. Okay. And if we, let's say, if you want to bifurcate our working capital between steel and non-steel, can you just elaborate on that? I mean, I know it's difficult, but
yeah,
but if you can just tell inventory and receivables front, how do the two segments look like?
Overall, non-steel will be approximately around 45 days, net working capital, and steel will be around 25 days.
Can we come on this one-on-one? I think, I mean,
sure,
the details, I don't know.
Sure. We can do this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask your questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question comes from the line of Keshav from Rock Sun Consulting. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, we've mentioned in our press release there's been a marginal decrease in marketplace margins, and we are guiding for 3.5% for FY27 now, where we were earlier guiding for 4%. So what has changed that has led to this revision?
Sorry, we didn't guide immediately for FY27 at 4. It's always an aspirational figure, but we talked of that number closer to 30, FY30. So we have been talking about incremental margins year on year. So I don't think we gave a definitive number of 4% for FY27.
Okay, and sir, anyway, this 4% target, would it be largely dependent on operating leverage playing out, or would non-steel contribution play a major role for this to happen?
Definitely. It plays a very major role, the contribution, incremental contribution of the non-steel part of the business, and secondly, also a reasonable amount of stability in the steel prices.
Okay, and so on that scaled up business, would we still maintain our current ROC? Because I presume the working capital will increase.
See, if you look at, I mean, in the ROC in this building product, I mean, the Build Pro, that's the future listed entity or the marketplace business, I think we should be able to sustain in the long term anywhere in that 28% to 30% kind of an ROC.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. As a reminder, participants wishing to ask questions may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Krunal Shah from Enam AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Krunal again. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question I had. What is the cash flow from operations for H1 for Shankara Build Pro?
Shankara Build Pro cash flow from operations is around 27 crores.
27? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sukumar Srinivas from Shankara Building Products for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, my thanks to all the participants who took time off this evening, that on a Friday evening, and joined us in this conference. So thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone. On behalf of TIL Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.